earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Well, this morning I want to talk to you about what I've entitled, for the sake of CDs and radio and all of that good stuff, is the new normal. The new normal. Praise God. You know, the people of the world, the governments of the world, the elite, those that are pulling the strings behind the scenes, those that have bought out CNN, amen, those who have a particular narrative, those in Hollywood, see, Hollywood too, they're projecting certain things psychologically. You got to understand, this warfare goes way deep. They want to control how you think, how you perceive life, how you operate. I heard one of the false prophet scientists, doctors say that we won't be able to even high five at a ball game. The devil is a liar. But see, when he puts that out, there are people that don't know God, that don't have any stature, that will receive that, and they'll look at you funny. Amen. Simply because of what has been projected in their mind. Imaginations. You know, people talk about it's all in the air. And, you know, don't breathe. The devil is still a liar. Amen. But the objective behind it is fear. When you get a hold of that and you put your foot down and say, all right, no more fear here. Suddenly a light turns on. And God says, I've been waiting on you because I've been here all along, but you've allowed fear to have inroads into your life and cause you to live a certain lifestyle, hello, that is contrary to my word. The word is still true, amen. The word is still right. The word is still all powerful. I'll choose the word over CNN anytime and any other news network. Because the devil is the prince of the power of the air. Now, I'm not saying that we act stupid or put our head in the sand and deny facts. Facts are true, but there's something greater than fact, and I call it truth. Truth will always supersede fact. And it's time that the church woke up to that reality and stopped playing games with God's truth. I read where God's going to separate his cattle in this season. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. He's going to separate the pretenders from the real ones. He's going to separate those that love him from those that just jiving. He's going to separate the hypocrite. He's going to judge those that come to his house. See what you're made of. See what you really believe in. You see, when it gets real dark in the world, it's going to be too late if you ain't got enough oil. See, now's the time to get the oil. Now's the time to put your foot down. Say, Lord, shape me and fashion me and make me and mold me. Don't let me give up. Don't let me have the mind of the world. Don't let me be conformed to the world. Change me. If you believe he's real, if you believe he died and rose again, amen. Your hope is not in this world anyway. Your faith is not in doctors' reports, scientists' reports, so-called experts. Expert at what? Expert at lying. Expert at delusion. Expert at deceiving. Somebody gonna wake up one day. I said, somebody's gonna wake up and smell the coffee and realize, wait a minute, the devil had me bound, but Jesus set me free. You better stand fast in your liberty, wherewith Christ has made you free, and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Come on, there's a new normal. And the media, technology, the elite, they're trying to establish a narrative. Trying to determine how you're going to live the rest of your life. And the bottom line, they want you to live the rest of your life in fear. You know it's coming back. You know this. So what? My Bible tells me I dwell in a secret place of the Most High, and I abide under His shadow. My God is on the throne. Amen. He's bigger than some virus. Amen. We are deliverers. Folk don't need to hear you talking all foolish and scared and scary. They need to hear you say there's a God that's alive, that can deliver you, that can set you free, that can keep you, that can guard you, that can guide you, that'll govern your life. That is not the portion for God's people. Let me remind you of something. You remember the type that we have in the Old Testament is the Passover. I believe this. This is me. But mark it down and see if it comes to pass. I believe, like in the Old Testament, when the death angel came through Egypt, Israel was not only spared, but God had a number that the death angel had to accomplish. Amen. See, the death angel back then was only after the firstborn. Amen. After the firstborn of everything was gone, it was over. See, this thing is going to come to an end. God has a number on this thing that He's going to allow it to do. Then it's going to come to an end. But right after that, the deliverance comes. Come on, I said the deliverance comes. It's going to be a party. Come on, I said it's going to be a Holy Ghost party. It's going to be a deliverance party. It's going to be a breaking out party. It's going to be a transference of wealth. We're going out with a high hand. We're going out celebrating. We're going out giving God praise. We're going out giving God glory. This thing will stop at some point in time because God is in control. The devil means it for evil, but God is still in control. Death's gonna have to stop. But see, the proud, the wicked, evil men, seducers, it is determined, decreed by God, certain things must come to pass. But that's not our portion. You can be in the world, but not of the world. God trying to set somebody free. He's shaking up the church to set some church folk free. Free from yourself. Free from your covetous practices. Free from your sins that are hidden. Free from the lies that you live. Free from the pretense. Free from all that stuff. You better wake up and let God shake it out of you. He's trying to get you ready. I say He's trying to get you ready. Your five virgins didn't have enough oil. When they should have been letting the oil fill up, they were busy with other stuff. Amen. Now is the time to focus on Him. Amen. If the body of Christ is the most powerful entity on the earth, why aren't we, even right now, more distinguished from the world than we are? Power, Lord. Holy Ghost power. Let me ask you again. Don't nobody get mad at me. If the body of Christ is the most powerful entity on planet Earth, why aren't we more distinguished from the world? Than we are. It's a good question, ain't it? If Jesus promised us abundance, and I said this Wednesday night, what we're seeing is propagated by evil men and Satan. For the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But simultaneously, God comes that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, because the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, doesn't mean that God just stopped and pulled out the race. and say, well, let me leave this alone. I can't. No, no, no. God is still saying, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It don't matter what's going on around you. God is still the life giver. That's why Psalm 91 says, 1,000 can fall at your right hand, 10,000 at your left, but it won't come nigh you. See, you're going to see some stuff. You're going to hear some stuff. Amen. It might happen next door. But amen, it's, God said it won't come nigh you. Don't you get afraid. Don't you start dreading. Don't you start worrying. Don't you let your imagination go wild. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes in the Word of God. Keep your heart, your mind stayed on Him. If God's will is for us to be free, why are so many still bound by fear, insecurity, even addictions, and even sin? I believe that's why God has allowed a global shaking to shake some stuff out. Are we reaching our desires, or are we getting what we don't want? That's a good question. Are you getting your desires, or are you yet believing for something you don't want? You better nip that thing in the bud. Curse it at the root. Stop thinking in your mind of, Job said it. He said, that which I greatly feared. That's why you can't allow fear to harbor in your heart, to lodge in your heart. Amen. Pushing fear out doesn't make you lose your mind. It makes you gain the mind of Christ. It don't mean a lack of wisdom. It means you got God's wisdom now. Amen. But the word says, be not conformed to this world in your mind, but be renewed, or be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, God brings, He always brings a fresh move in a desert place. You hear me? God allows us to get into a desert place, and then He brings a fresh move. Give me Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. There's a new normal. And I'm going to put a positive spin on this, because see, a lot of people thinking, oh boy, you're like a prison camp. And no, no, no. God has a, see, our normal hasn't been God's normal. Our normal has been too conformed to the world's normal. But see, there's coming a new normal. God getting to raise this church up. Amen. Out of the ashes. He's going to bring beauty for ashes. Raise you up to the real normal. The supernatural. Amen. The extraordinary. That's God's plan. And I guarantee you, watch over the next 7 months how God raises up His church. How the true sons, amen, the manifest sons, the sons whom the earth is groaning for are going to rise. Forerunners are going to break out. Folk not going to be ashamed or afraid anymore. They're going to become radical, because radical times call for radical measures.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma